All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories.
So this is a really good one. It starts with kind of a panic situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Greenville, South Carolina. Melanie was just, you know, doing a routine stop at the local recycling center. She was separating plastics and paper and accidentally separated herself from white gold and diamonds.
So I had some paper and I was kind of trying to shove it in because it was full. After I didn't find it, in my head, I imagined that the Price is Right game, Plinko, and the ring just like plinking down to the bottom.
Mm.
I was first thinking, I said, well, what can we do to get this ring? I said, I know if it was my wife, I'd have to get it. I got in the morning, I talked to the guys, I said, let's not dump the container, let's dump it on the ground and search and see if we could find it.
At first, I didn't know it was a recycling can. I thought it was a garbage can because they told us we were going to look for a ring in a dumpster. And I was like, ah. I was just pushing stuff out the way and I just found it. It just, you know, one of the moments you just, you know, think you're not going to find it and you find it.
Nice.
Yeah, that was Travis. He's the guy that found it after hours of searching. But yeah, I mean, he was being real about, oh, seriously, you're going to make me sift through all this trash. And they did. It's awesome. Can't believe they found it, too. It's a gorgeous ring. It's just a band with all diamonds.
Yeah.
And the Greenville, South Carolina Facebook page gave a shout-out to Travis and all the other staff members who pitched in and found the ring. And you should see all the trash dumped out all over the parking lot that they had to look through
for
hours. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, we've got the story on our website at WDJX.com.